Hello everybody, today you're going to listen to a podcast about fungi as providers for new materials. Why should we use fungi as a material, you may ask? I can tell you, we're in the middle of huge anthropogenic problems, as you may know, because you're a human, our impact is insane, plastic everywhere. We have to minimize our waste. And we really need new materials. How about fungi as a provider? So the reproduction of the biological organisms is really unique. How about we combine these biological systems with material science?
Yay!
The white rot fungi is mostly used for this project, but not the fruit body. It's the mycelium what really interests us here. A mycelial network can occupy 10 square kilometers. It's the biggest organism on Earth. But how does it work? So of course we have to carefully cultivate the fungi. We have to feed it. We can also grow it on solid materials. We have to provide water, nutrition. We have to keep the humidity. To cease the growing needs a heat treatment. Of course, dehydrating and processing makes a really material out of it. But mostly it's a composite. It's not the pure mycelium. The characteristics of these new materials are great. So it's resilient to humidity, it's hydrophobic with water, it's thermally stable, and it's kind of tailor-made, because due to the feeding substrate, the fiber structures can change. With the use of this new material, we can be really creative. We can use it, for example, for packaging in the automotive industry, textile industry, as a building material, or even for medical application. Never heard about it, but it's already being used for packaging, coffins, flooring and acoustic tiles, or even for leather replacement. Now it's about us. Let's think about sustainable materials. Let's think about our consuming habits. Thank you for listening to my podcast.